Okay, welcome. Thought I'd jump in on another topical discussion at the moment. Thanks for everyone who supported the APRA petition. Let's talk about my health record. So that's come in as a being transferred from a opt-in system in Australia into an opt-out. So if you don't opt out in the next, what is it, like 11 weeks, then you will automatically get a My Health Record created for you. Now, the word on the street is I don't have direct evidence of this, but maybe GPs are not opting in for this, and they are in fact opting out. And yes, indeed, I am opting out. I don't see a lot of upside benefit for myself. I don't have any chronic diseases. And yet, the downside risks are identity theft, and I'd already opted out by the time that the Singapore data theft had occurred. So, if you're not aware of this, 1.5 million records were taken. Now, apparently, there's no health records stolen, but just people's date of birth and all of their identifying information. Now, if that's not a risk for identity theft, then I'm not really sure. So, there's the risk of identity theft from data breaches. We've also just got through a whole issue around mandatory reporting. And so while there may or may not be data sharing between the government, it is entirely possible that APRA could request the data. And so I don't see the benefit of having that. Maybe they're assuring that no, that will never happen, but no, even to opt out required logging in with my Medicare data and all my passport and confirming all that. So clearly the data is being shared at some level. And then I think the last part that comes out is this very interesting part from the health funds. So we're talking about private health insurance here. We desperately need this data, is what the NIB boss came out and said. Now, he may well have chosen some better words than we desperately need this data, because obviously with access to my health records, they're going to see all of their, be able to stratify risk. And so this apparently has, or in reading the article that I was accessing that around, they were talking about, hey, will this be at risk for discrimination? So I don't see a lot of upside benefits, and let I can see the benefits for sure for those with chronic disease and being able to data share that way. But for every Australian, most of it, certainly as a GP, being well, fit and healthy, at the moment, I don't see a lot of upside benefit. I do see a lot of downside risk. Now, what could be a really good option instead of a government-controlled one would be, hey, if there was a secure, decentralized way of storing health information where I could actually have personal control, and then I could share the data with, but through my own choice, and say, yep, let's sync up, and it comes through, and suddenly the doctor has access, but no one else does. That would be really awesome. And the amazing thing is that this is actually possible, that there is this cool technology called blockchain, and you're probably familiar with it from its usage as a currency in Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin's obviously gone skyrocketing and then coming crashing down, and what on earth is this thing? It is actually a very useful way of storing decentralized, secure information. Not Bitcoin, but the technology behind it called blockchain. And there's actually another mineable thing called Ether that does this exact thing. And so what the potential could be is that the results go up into my personal, secure, decentralized storage place, and then I can choose and sync with medical software. And what would be really cool is if I could say, yep, I want you to have access to this, and then I don't want you to have access to this. And so I'm not sure if that's possible, but certainly this would seem to be a better information storage methodology for health rather than the government-controlled one, which is a big target. And I know Singapore just had theirs stolen. So, all right, so what's the solution right now? Well, I'm choosing to opt out. You should think about the benefits for you and look at the downside risks. If you judge the downside risk to be greater than the benefits, then you too may choose to opt out from My Health Record. And you need to do that before the end of the period runs out, which I believe is about 11 weeks from now. All right, just bringing your awareness to that. And if you choose to act on that or not, that is your choice. But it is well worth thinking about the benefits and the risks of having a My Health Record created for you as a health practitioner. All right. Look forward to seeing you again on future trainings. And my name is Tom Rowley for graduatemedicine.com.